Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Robbie Minich, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Labor negotiations continue for the 29 West Coast ports that include Los Angeles, Long Beach, Seattle, Tacoma, and Oakland. They handle approximately 60% of all the imports coming from Asia, as well as a tremendous amount of agriculture exports, including cotton exports, headed that way. The LA Long Beach port, for example, exports about 50% of all the cotton from the U.S. These negotiations have been ongoing and continue. While the negotiations continue, there have been several other developments at the ports. Several ports have been slowed or shut down because of trucker protests due to California's AB5 labor law, which is a state law that is going to affect owner-operators of trucks. Federal Maritime Commission has been working aggressively to protect U.S. shippers who have seen detention and demurrage charges recently and now have the clout of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act that was recently signed into law. The commission recently met and revealed initiatives on detention and demurrage, export carriage, and other priorities that were included in the bill. Other federal maritime commission initiatives that are already underway include increased compliance regarding the detention and demurrage bills and practices, the fact-finding 29 final report, enhancing the Office of Consumer Affairs and Dispute Resolution, studies to develop on-terminal or near-terminal chassis pools, and establishing an interim process for submitting charge complaints. We expect the Commission to continue to be engaged in these initiatives on an ongoing basis and continue to follow the negotiations between the labor unions and management.